Art of Work, Section 22. As I surveyed everything that is done under the sun, I observed the wicked dominating others and inflicting pain. Later, I saw those same evil people buried with honor in a sacred place. They were even praised in the very city where they abused others. This is futile, for when judgment against crime is not quickly carried out, the hearts of the people are filled with evil plans. Still, I am convinced that even though a wicked person commits 100 crimes and lives a long time, those who honor God will eventually be blessed with good. Because the wicked do not honor God, it will not go well with them, and their lives will fade into the darkness. Yet there are times on this earth when the righteous get what the wicked deserve, and the wicked get what the righteous deserve. Trusting in justice is also futile. So I commend the simple pleasures of living, for there is nothing better under the sun than to eat and drink and enjoy life. Then joy will accompany us in our work through all the days God gives us. So what is the role of faith in a world full of thorns and thistles where time and chance are always at play? How do you express your belief that God has the final say and the upper hand while still acknowledging that the world has been twisted and now operates with a fair degree of randomness? Where is the balance between accepting that in this world we will continually have trials and tribulations while still holding on to the hope that one day it will be set right, for this is not the final chapter? For Kohelet, this is an ongoing tension in his writing, acknowledging that we should never be surprised to see injustice at work, but also pointing to a time where every activity will be judged and every deed will be evaluated. In this section, he sees the terrible things that evil people are doing and that they are getting away with it. He states his fundamental belief that it is better to honor God than to try to get ahead by abusing others, and that at some point honoring God will be rewarded with good, while those that practice evil will fade away. He does believe that to be true, but he is also quick to look at our present situation, look it square in the face, and acknowledge that in this present world there are exceptions to every rule, and he has seen the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. At this present time, justice is an ideal, and it is not always fully attainable. We should continue to work for justice, but we should never put our faith in our human ability to bring it to pass. My name is Vance Neudorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Coming up in the next month, we will be reading the book, The Scroll, one chapter each day, and invite you to pass that along to others and let them know. My website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.